理课堂听 class.com。
金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。欢迎收听澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目，我是马建元，
我是刘江。在今天的节目中，我们要继续跟您谈谈
floating exchange rates
浮动汇率和
Fixed exchange rates
固定汇率问题。
在上一讲中，我们为您介绍了澳大利亚从1983年开始实行的澳元浮动汇率制。在此之前，澳大利亚同世界上大多数国家一样，曾实行过各种不同的固定汇率制，包括
Gold Standard
金本位制、
Bretton Woods System
布雷顿森林货币体系、
Crawling Peg System
蠕动钉柱汇率制。
那么实行浮动汇率制有什么好处呢？澳洲广播电台金融节目主持人巴里克拉克说，
One of the most important benefits of floating exchange rates is that they help to insulate the domestic economy against shocks.For example, under fixed exchange rates, if an export market collapses, the adverse impact is transmitted fully to the domestic economy. It may be said that we achieve stability of the exchange rate at the cost of domestic instability. However, if a similar thing happens under floating exchange rates, the automatic depreciation of the dollar helps to offset the negative domestic effects. In other words,We get relative domestic stability at the cost of exchange rate instability. Furthermore, our domestic economic policy options are themselves significantly affected by whether exchange rates are fixed or floating.
巴里克拉克在谈话中使用了这样几个词汇
Insulate.
隔绝
Adverse impact
不利影响
Transmit
传导
Depreciation
贬值
Offset
抵消补偿。
下面我们分段听一遍巴里克拉克的这段讲话及中文翻译。
One of the most important benefits of floating exchange rates is that they help to insulate the domestic economy against shocks. For example, under fixed exchange rates, if an export market collapses, the adverse impact is transmitted fully to the domestic economy. It may be said that we achieve stability of the exchange rate at the cost of domestic instability.
浮动汇率最大的好处是它有助于国内经济免受国际金融市场动荡的打击。举例来说，在固定汇率制度下，如果一个出口市场崩溃，国内经济就会经受全部的打击。这也许可以说是以国内经济动荡为代价来换取汇率的稳定。
However, if a similar thing happens under floating exchange rates, the automatic depreciation of the dollar...helps to offset the negative domestic effects. In other words, we get relative domestic stability at the cost of exchange rate instability.
但是如果在浮动汇率制下发生同样的情况，货币的自动贬值会抵消对国内经济的消极影响。换句话说，我们以汇率不稳的代价换取了国内经济的相对稳定。
Furthermore,Our domestic economic policy options are themselves significantly affected by whether exchange rates are fixed or floating.
而且汇率是固定的还是浮动的，对我们选择国内经济政策也会有很大的影响。
现在我们再把巴里克拉克的这段谈话完整听一遍。
One of the most important benefits of floating exchange rates is that they help to insulate the domestic economy against shocks. For example, under fixed exchange rates, if an export market collapses, the adverse impact is transmitted fully to the domestic economy. It may be said that we achieve stability of the exchange rate at the cost of domestic instability. However,If a similar thing happens under floating exchange rates, the automatic depreciation of the dollar helps to offset the negative domestic effects. In other words, we get relative domestic stability at the cost of exchange rate instability. Furthermore, our domestic economic policy options are themselves significantly affected by whether exchange rates are fixed or floating.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。为什么巴里克拉克说，选择固定汇率制还是浮动汇率制，对一个国家的经济政策的选择也有很大影响呢？美国斯坦福大学经济学教授安妮·克鲁格做了解释。他在讲话中使用了这样一些词汇
Monetary policy
货币政策
Fiscal policy
财政政策
Trade balance
贸易收支
Deficit
预算赤字
现在请您听一遍安妮·克鲁格教授的这段谈话。
When you have a fixed exchange rate, then monetary policy does not have a great deal of influence on domestic economic activity. Under a floating rate, a change in the interest rate has quite a powerful effect on the exchange rate, can through the trade balance have a much bigger effect on the level of economic activity. So floating rates do make monetary policy more potent than a fixed rate system. The opposite is true for fiscal policy, because if the government decides it wants to run a bigger deficit because it thinks that would expand the economy, what will happen, of course, is that the domestic interest rate will go up. That will lead to the opposite change in the trade balance, and that will offset some of the fiscal expansion. So the relative efficacy of fiscal and monetary policy and how you need to use those tools does change depending on what system you're under.
下面我们分段听一遍安妮·克鲁格教授的谈话和中文翻译。
When you have a fixed exchange rate, then monetary policy does not have a great deal of influence on domestic economic activity. Under a floating rate, a change in the interest rate has quite a powerful effect on the exchange rate, can through the trade balance have a much bigger effect on the level of economic activity. So floating rates do make monetary policy more potent than a fixed rate system.
实行固定汇率制时，货币政策对国内经济活动不会有很大的影响。但在浮动汇率制下，利率的变化对汇率有着强有力的影响，并通过贸易收支对经济活动的水平有还要大得多的影响。因此，与固定汇率相比，浮动汇率制使货币政策有更大威力。
The opposite is true for fiscal policy, because if the government decides it wants to run a bigger deficit because it thinks that would expand the economy, what will happen, of course, is that the domestic interest rate will go up. That will lead to the opposite change in the trade balance, and that will offset some of the fiscal expansion. So the relative efficacy of fiscal and monetary policy and how you need to use those tools does change depending on what system you're under.
对财政收支政策来说，恰好相反。如果政府决定扩大预算赤字以扩展经济，国内的利率自然就会上升。这会导致贸易收支向相反方向变化，从而抵消一部分财政的膨胀。因此，财政收支政策和货币政策的相对效应以及需要如何利用它们，会依据实行的是哪一种汇率制度而变化。
现在我们再听一遍美国斯坦福大学经济学教授安妮·克鲁格这段讲话的全文。
When you have a fixed exchange rate, then monetary policy does not have a great deal of influence on domestic economic activity. Under a floating rate, a change in the interest rate has quite a powerful effect on the exchange rate, can through the trade balance have a much bigger effect on the level of economic activity. So floating rates do make monetary policy more potent than a fixed rate system. The opposite is true for fiscal policy, because if the government decides it wants to run a bigger deficit because it thinks that would expand the economy, what will happen, of course, is that the domestic interest rate will go up. That will lead to the opposite change in the trade balance, and that will offset some of the fiscal expansion. So the relative efficacy of fiscal and monetary policy and how you need to use those tools does change depending on what system you're under.
欢迎您继续收听澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目。我们今天为您介绍的是固定汇率和浮动汇率问题。那么到底是哪一种汇率对经济的发展更有益处呢？澳广金融节目主持人巴里·克拉克谈了他的看法。
In general, the record of fixed exchange rate regimes, at least in the 20th century, has not been wholly impressive.Not only did they fail to maintain exchange rate stability, but they gave speculators virtually underwritten opportunities for destabilizing profit-making that simply do not exist in a floating rate system.
Buddy Clark 说，总的来说，至少从20世纪来看，固定汇率制的记录并不很光彩。他们不仅未能保持汇率的稳定，而且实际上为投机者提供了为牟利而破坏稳定的潜在机会。这种机会在浮动利率制中并不存在。
下面我们再听一遍巴里·克拉克的这段谈话。
In general, the record of fixed exchange rate regimes, at least in the 20th century, has not been wholly impressive.Not only did they fail to maintain exchange rate stability, but they gave speculators virtually underwritten opportunities for destabilizing profit-making that simply do not exist in a floating rate system.
在这次节目结束之前，我们再复习一下今天遇到的一些英文词汇。
Insulate
隔绝
Adverse impact
不利影响
Transmit
传导
Depreciation
贬值
Offset
抵消补偿
Monetary policy
货币政策
Fiscal policy
财政政策
Trade balance
贸易收支
Deficit
预算赤字这次由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。
马金元和刘江在墨尔本，谢谢您的收听。